Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IMEI on Lawrence Dunbar, D-U-N-B-A-R. Lawrence Dunbar is a 37-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 8-17-22. Apparently he was pulling a pallet that was stuck on other pallets using a manual jack. But as a result, he believes he injured his back, comma, neck area, and tingling in his left arm, but did not go to the emergency room. Brady has further evaluation, including an MRI that showed some type of disc problem. Brady underwent injections, but no surgery. Brady is no longer receiving any active care. Period. New paragraph, as per the record supplied, Mr. Dunbar was seen at Concentra on 8-18-22. Period. He noted a history of Marfan syndrome and prior thoracotomy. Apparently he was being seen for back pain after pulling a heavy cart at work the previous day. Apparently he had been working at this job for only 1 month and denied any previous back injuries. Significant back injuries. Apparently he was diagnosed with cervical sprain, lumbar strain, comma, paresthesia of left arm, comma, and overexertion from pulling. Pretty was started on medications and activity modification. Period. He participated in in-house physical therapy with the insured, as noted above. Pretty followed up with the various providers through 9-2-22. At that time, the physician assistant noted his employer told him he was unable to continue physical therapy at their facility. Period. The therapist did note exaggerated pain presentation. Period. It does not appear that he saw any specialists or had advanced diagnostic studies performed. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper. Manual muscle testing was ratchet-like, but 5/5 and left hand grasp and pinch grip. Period was 5- for resisted left elbow flexion. Period strength was otherwise 5/5 throughout the remaining muscle groups of the upper extremities. The rest of that is normal. Shoulder maneuver is normal, extremities lower. Hip motion was full in all spheres, but external rotation elicited low back tenderness. Period motion of the right hip, as well as both knees and ankles, was full in all plans without crepitus or tenderness. Period. He had cogwheeling strength deficit in left plantar flexor and extensor hallucis longus strength, consistent with limited volitional behavior. Period strength was otherwise 5/5. Period. Spine cervical. Active flexion was 15 degrees, comma, extension 25 degrees, comma, rotation right 30 degrees and left 25 degrees, comma, with bilateral side bending to 20 degrees. Parity was tender at the paravertebral musculature, bilateral in the absence of spasm, but there was none in the midline. The rest of that is normal. Spine thoracic. There was superficial tenderness to palpation in the midline from T3 through T9, as well as overlying the right scapula. But there was none on the left, and no paravertebral muscle spasm. Lumbar sacral, he was able to walk on his heels and toes with a volitional hitch in his gait on the left. Pretty changed positions fluidly, was able to squat and rise. Period. He sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed at 45 degrees. Comma extended 10 degrees, comma, and performed side bending bilaterally to 0 degrees. Bilateral rotation was guarded to 10 degrees. Pretty superficial tenderness of the paravertebral musculature bilaterally in the absence of spasm, as well as in the midline from L3 through L5, with supine straight leg raising maneuver on the right at 45 degrees and left at 30 degrees. He complained of low back tenderness and displayed facial grimacing. Paired there were positive reverse flip maneuvers bilaterally and a markedly positive trunk torsion maneuver for symptom magnification. Rest of that is normal. Impressions. On 8-17-22, Lawrence Dunbar reportedly was injured at work when pulling a pallet off of a truck. compared his initial symptoms at Concentra involved the right trapezius and left trapezius as well as the lumbar sacral spine. Period. He was diagnosed with sprains and strains and initiated on medications and activity modification. Brady did have a brief course of physical therapy, but this evidently was discontinued at Concentra. Period. He continued to follow up in this group through 9/2/22. Period. Paragraph current examination of Mr. Dunbar found numerous signs of symptom magnification. Period. These included the ratchet-like weakness in left hand grasp and pinch grip, comma, superficial tenderness to palpation in the thoracic and lumbar spines, comma, facial grimacing during straight leg raising maneuvers, comma, positive reverse flip maneuver and markedly positive trunk torsion maneuver, comma, and volitionally limited active range of motion in the lumbar spine. Brady also had a volitional hitch in his gait on the left when walking on his heels and toes. Period. This was not present when walking on a level floor. Period. New paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the neck or back. Period. It is evident in this event Mr. Dunbar sustained strains and sprains. Period. He has been able to remain in the workforce, but avoiding heavy lifting. Period. And that is the end.